We're learning more about how groups believed to be linked to Russia used Facebook to meddle in the 2016 election. Jeff Begays has more on this.
The language was intended to stir up hate, using pictures and incendiary language. They won't take over our country if we don't let them in. The group behind the messages called itself Secured Borders. But investigators say it was part of a Russian campaign to influence the 2016 election. To that end, Secured Borders used Facebook's event and invitation tool to promote an anti-immigrant rally in Twin Falls, Idaho, a city it called a center of refugee resettlement, responsible for a huge upsurge of violence toward American citizens. That was false, and the rally itself never happened in spite of the Russian campaign.
They were using these new social media sites, which is kind of a wild, wild west with very few rules, to influence the election.
Mark Warner is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is investigating Russian interference in the election.
I think what we've seen so far from Facebook is only the tip of the iceberg.
Facebook shut down Secured Borders. There are other groups, including this one that worked out of Texas. CBS News has learned that investigators believe there were many more and are scrambling to identify them. Just last week, Facebook disclosed that an internal investigation identified about 3,000 ads, costing $100,000, containing messages about divisive issues. Those ads also were linked to Russian internet trolls. A Facebook official says because of federal laws and the ongoing Russia investigations, the company is limited in what it can say. But Senator Warner says the company hasn't been transparent enough and needs to step up its efforts.